Religious experience of children. Religion helps children to study better and to do more faithful work. A little girl of 12 was telling, in a simple way, the evidence that she was a Christian. I did not like to study, but to play. I was idle at school, and often missed my lessons. Now I learn every lesson well, to please God. I was mischievous at school, when the teachers were not looking at me, making fun for the children to look at. Now I wish to please God by behaving well and keeping the school laws. I was selfish at home, didn't like to run errands, and was sulky when mother called me from play to help her in work. Now it is a real joy for me to help mother in any way, and to show that I love her. Do not teach your children with reference to some future period when they shall be old enough to repent and believe the truth. If properly instructed, very young children may have correct views of their state as sinners, and of the way of salvation through Christ. Sabbath School Worker, January, 18. Our superintendents, our teachers in the Sabbath school, should be frequently in prayer. A word spoken in due season may be as good seed in youthful minds, and may result in leading little feet in the right path. But a wrong word may lead their feet in the path of ruin. In his charge to Peter, the Savior first bade him, "Feed my lambs," and afterward commanded, "Feed my sheep." In addressing the apostle, Christ says to all his servants, "Feed my lambs." When Jesus admonished his disciples not to despise the little ones, he addressed all disciples in all ages. His own love and care for children is a precious example for his followers. If teachers in the Sabbath school felt the love which they should feel for these lambs of the flock, many more would be won to the fold of Christ. At every suitable opportunity, let the story of Jesus' love be repeated to the children. In every sermon, let a little corner be left for their benefit. The servant of Christ may have lasting friends in these little ones, and his words may be to them as apples of gold and pictures of silver. We thank God that our Sabbath schools have contributed enough to advance many a precious enterprise. Children and youth have given their pennies, that, like little rivulets, have supplied a stream of beneficence. Children should be educated in such a way that they may perform unselfish acts which heaven will rejoice to see. When the dew of youth is upon them, children should be trained how to do service for Christ. They should be taught self-denial. Instruction in regard to conducting the Sabbath school should, to a large degree, be given in the home churches, for the labor can be made more direct and the results will be more permanent if instruction is given at home. This work does not require the services of the ministers; they should be free to attend to the spiritual interests of the people. They are to teach others what to do. They must instruct the people as to how to come to the Lord and how to lead others to Him. In a council of workers, when considering the question of the work which should be done at our camp meetings, we have the following questions and answers. Question: would you think, Sister White, that taking up the detail work of drilling the Sabbath school workers would come under the same head? That is, drilling canvassers, and missionary workers, and holding cooking schools. Answer: exactly. It is not the place for it. That is to be done, but it has its time and place.
Q. Suppose they should call a Sabbath school convention, and meet for that purpose? A. That is all right, and have those engaged to carry the burden of that work, and not hold the people there, at the camp meeting, to hear those particular things.
They have no special work in that branch to do. The time is too precious to be spent in that way. The charge given to Peter by Christ just before his ascension was, "Feed my lambs, feed my sheep," and this commission has been given to every minister and worker. But the work has been neglected. While something has been done for the education and religious training of the youth, there is still a great lack. Many more need to be encouraged and helped. There is not that personal labor given which the case requires. It is not the ministers alone who have neglected this solemn work of saving the youth; the members of the churches will have to settle with the master for their indifference and neglect of duty. The Lord is not glorified when the children are neglected and passed by. They are to be educated, disciplined, and patiently instructed. They require more than casual notice, more than a word of encouragement. They need painstaking, prayerful, careful labor. The heart that is filled with love and sympathy will reach the hearts of the youth who are apparently careless and hopeless.